go.
Blog Talk Radio
presents the Blog Radio.
Hello, 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 everybody. Welcome to Applause Radio Show. I'm Joanne Barton. How are you tonight? And apologies for the late delay. I've literally been playing, Chinese fire drill with computers here. I'm on my fourth computer to try to get this going today. But anyway, it's been a crazy day, and we've got a great show for you guys tonight. We got with us tonight actor, author, singer, songwriter, you name it, he does it. Rick Sudi Karataz. I love saying his name. And he's been on the show before, and I can't wait to have him back. And also, we've got actor, singer, Adrian Christian. But I think Adrian does a lot more than that. We're going to find out. I can't even find my I'm very unprepared here. I'm not even using a mic stand or my screen, nothing. So anyway, let's go. Let's go. Guys, welcome to the show. Rick Sudi Karataz and Adrian Christian. Hi, guys. How are you?
Good.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Happy Sunday. Hello.
Oh,
yes. Sorry you're having technical, technology, a blessing and a curse.
you know what?
But
I'm
you're
sitting
here.
Guys, I'm sitting here. I've got one shoe on. I'm holding the microphone in my hand. My windscreen is gone, and I'm using the computer in the house. Normally, I'm out in the studio, and I literally had three computers going trying to get up. Everything was sitting there, and when I went to connect, gone. I lost everything. I'm like, what the heck is going on? But anyway, I just wanted to say,
we're here for you.
Yes, thank you. I appreciate your patience. And Rick's probably like, this happened last time I was on this show.
It's me.
Listen,
the problem is me.
No,
yeah, like
no,
Taylor
listen.
Swift says, the problem is me.
No, I'm a one-woman show. I was all set for you guys, and all of a sudden the computers crashed. I don't know if I have a virus or if the internet connection went down out there or what, but it's just been nuts. Yeah, I literally have one shoe on. I think I left it out in the backyard because of the studio is out.
Let's sprinkle her some stardust and let's throw our wand over there on the East Coast too.
Oh my God, I could use all this dust I can get.
Stardust.
Oh my goodness. Well, let me ask you guys now, Adrian. I know Rick, so tell us about yourself. I know you're singing on a couple of these songs. So, what is your background?
Well, I am from the East Coast, just like you guys. You know, Rick being from Long Island, I am from New York City. I am born and raised in the Bronx in Hell's Kitchen in Manhattan, and I went to high school in New Jersey. So,
Where'd you go? I'm curious.
Jersey City, Ferris High School.
It's not the one over on off of Montgomery. Oh God, what was on my way?
Well, not the one up the hill, no, more downtown.
I'm talking about the big one up on the hill.
Street.
I used to drive
past
that every day.
No, not that one. That's Dickinson. No, that's Dickinson.
Yeah.
So, no, it's the smaller one. And it was quite amazing to grow up there during my high school years because we're Latino and Black, and it was 80% Latino, a high school that was 80% Latino, which served me really well because I was comforted by people like myself. And I had been to other schools as well, but my high school years were there. And then came back to New York. But then just about 10 years ago, came to L.A., and I have a theater background in New York, off-Broadway, as an actor, and then I recorded, had like an underground dance record some years ago, and then as things were quite happening but not happening enough, I decided to really just bite the bullet, come to L.A., because this is really where I wanted to be. And as soon as I did that, I was able to find producers, musicians, people that really wanted, were like-minded. And sure enough, I meet a guy from New York like me, which is Rick, you know, and we both hit it off because we had a very similar sensibility and we liked the same kind of material, singer-songwriter material, and me being a singer. And we like dance, we like all of it under the gamut. But so I had a Christian CD, a Christian pop CD that was out, and then, and he heard about that. That's how he found me. And then from there, you know, I said to him that I'm going to be recording a Christmas album, and I've been planning this for some years, and it would, you know, and these things take time, but I thought, wow, you know, he had a song that he cast me in for his music video for a song called Midnight Will Be Clear. And I said, oh my goodness, Rick, I love this song. You know, how would you feel about me recording it? And he said, I'd be honored. And sure enough, that became my first single to my Christmas album that's yet to be released, but it's the first one that got on the radio for me. And it's stellar. It's a stellar song.
Nice. Well, we're going to play that tonight. But now for you folks who don't recall Rick being on the show, Rick is a actor, author, songwriter, and his book, I have nothing in front of me, guys, because everything's outside. I have one shoe on.
Sure. The two books were Rainbow Relatives and How Catering Sucked the Life Right Out of Me.
Exactly. I knew it was a catering book. Yes.
Yeah.
And you have a penchant for writing tribute songs. I mean, you did the Donna Summer one, which I loved.
Yep.
And I can't wait to share Her Spirit Lives On with everybody tonight about Olivia Newton-John. And a little pen on the word lives is L-I-V-S.
Right.
And Adrian, I did write L-I-V-S in my promo.
I think what it is on the Blog Talk Radio site, I saw L-I-V-E-S there. So I just we just posted it, but we corrected it. We just got the E.
And the reason we spell it that with Liz is because, you know, she went by Liv to some people.
Right.
Her nickname.
And she had an album. She had an album Live On, which is a beautiful album with Amy Sky and Beth Nielsen Chapman, about songs about grieving and getting through things and healing. And it came out a few years ago. It's a beautiful album, Live On.
Yeah.
So we took a little take on that. Yeah.
And I've always called her Livy.
Yeah. Well, with a name like Livy, I would think so. Yeah, for people who knew her personally. Yeah. Now, I did want to ask you, now, Rick, why? Yeah. What's your choices? Why do you choose who you write for the tributes?
The tributes. Well, for the Olivia Newton-John one, I've been a big fan of her since I was like 8 years old.
Me too.
She's one of my all-time favorite artists.
Me too.
And she's such a good person, which I think that's important too. Not just that they're a big star; she's very down to earth. But her songs are a big part of my life. I've seen her in concert quite a few times. In fact, the first record I ever got was her album. The first concert I ever saw was her concert. And when I'm a fan of someone's, I stay a fan forever. So she would put out Christmas albums. I bought those. Those are great. But her music is healing. It's also fun. Some of it, her voice is so soothing and beautiful. So, and I saw her husband say something on TV that gave me the inspiration to write the tribute song. Something he said sparked a song, and it became three tribute songs, actually, for her. So I have to really like the person or really like the music. You know, Donna Summer, I wrote that when Donna sang Last Dance with David Sanchez, and that was I'm not as big a fan of Donna's as I am Olivia's or Dolly's, but I love Donna's music. And, again, something kind of gave me the idea to write that song at a party, you know. So, I just take whatever inspiration comes, and I go with it.
Right. And now you win heavy on the Christmas this year, too, with All I Want for Christmas Is You Gone.
Yep. Every year I think of a few songs for Christmas, so I write those. And that was a fun song. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's funny because, you know, it's hard to write a Christmas song. There's so many out there. How do you write one that's different, you know? So it's really great. So it is
exactly.
November. It is November.
Yeah.
However, it is kicking off holiday season. So why don't we play that one? Hold on. I got to see where I am, guys.
Okay. Because I can't sing it live, so hopefully you're able to play it.
No, I have it. I have it.
And a two.
No, I just got to find it. I can't see. Jesus. I can't operate with one shoe. I can't operate with one shoe. Where the heck is it? Oh, it's under A. Duh. All I want for Christmas is you gone. All right. So what's your inspiration on this one? Is it about anyone in particular, or you just said I'm writing this song?
Honestly, what I did was the Mariah Carey song, which we're all tired of, All I Want for Christmas
yes.
is You. I said, what would happen if I added one word gone to it? Gone. And so then became, I just went with it. And yeah, so it's not written about anyone in particular. So.
Yeah.
Although, no, it might be about someone orange who used to be in the White House, but no, it's really not.
Yeah, I want to, please, you know what, not to go off topic, but I literally have had, not last night, but two nights in a row, I dreamt about him, and I said, oh, my God, I have
to
stop.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Wow.
I'm so into how he's destroyed our country and want him to.
Oh, yeah, I know.
You dreamt about him because you feel he's the best, right?
Yeah, exactly. So the one dream, he's walking down the street and I literally berated him so horribly. And
wow.
I enjoyed every moment of it, I'll have you say. I'll have myself say. And the other one was either we were in a restaurant/bar or a hair salon. And I tore him up there, too. I was like, how dare you? You know, whatever. Anyway, not to get off the track, but, yeah, absolutely. Here we go. All I Want for Christmas is You Gone by Rick Sudikatas. I love saying your last name. And this is Rick singing it as well. So here,
it
let's
is,
enjoy
yes,
this.
Yeah.
And I'm going to put myself on mute, and I think I'm going to go grab my shoe. I'm definitely
yes.
going to grab... a bottle of water that I had handy, and I need my wind screen back for this microphone because I'm
we
like.
We gotta tell you, everybody would identify with this song. I mean, in some way.
Yes, and I've heard it. So everybody enjoy. This is All I Want for Christmas Is You Gone by Rick Sudikatas. Enjoy, folks.
As I stare at the log in the fire, it reminds me of romantic nights we had. Then I found out you're a liar, and my feelings have changed just a tad. I wouldn't care if you were run over by a reindeer, or if 100 elves on a shelf drag you out of here, or you found a river you can skate away on. All I want for Christmas is you gone. You're a selfish, vain narcissist who won't be missed a bit. My why I quit you list goes on and on. All I want for Christmas is you gone. Don't need a thing from Santa Claus, eBay or Amazon. All I want for Christmas is you gone. No more walking side by side in a winter wonderland. You've been nothing but a pain in my prostate gland. With your lying lips leaving, I can finally have a silent night. You're a selfish, vain narcissist who won't be misfit. My why I quit you list goes on and on.
love it, love it, love it.
Heart.
And the video's adorable.
Oh, yeah, the video, I did a video with Mel England plays my narcissistic boyfriend in the LGBTQ version of it, and Brian Sadler plays Santa, and Carla Guy directed it. And then in the other version, Lupe Carranza plays my narcissistic girlfriend. So we did two fun, similar videos, but just a different twist on each one.
Yeah. I think I saw the LGBTQ one.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
And that one, best music, yeah.
No, go ahead.
Oh, no, best music video at the Silicon Film Festival a couple weeks back, so that was kind of
fun. Oh, nice. Congrats.
Yeah.
That's great. Well, it's a very cute, catchy tune, which is great, and that's what they need at Christmas, but I do happen to love All I Want for Christmas Is You by Mariah. I mean, you know, that song's been done a few times, but hers just takes it over the top.
Yes.
You know,
yeah.
But
it is a fun song. No,
she wrote that song, you know.
Yeah.
No, that song's been out for years. That's been around since the 50s, that song. She remade it.
Really?
That's a remake. No, it's a remake.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah,
okay.
And hers really is good. I mean, if it comes on, I do enjoy it. I do enjoy it. But
well,
I love
album,
that record.
I do like that album, too. Yeah, it was like her second album or third, but it was early on in her career, and I think every track in that is really great.
Yeah. Well, Rick, I wanted to ask you, it seems like you're going more towards music lately than writing books now. So are you working on any books at this time or just sticking to music?
I do it all. I have a Facebook jail. People have been in Facebook jail book coming out early next year called Fork Facebook and the Algorithm It Wrote In On. And that story from people have been banned and restricted on Facebook. And I have also a book and calendar of people peeves pets have, which is, you know, if people have pet peeves, that means pets have people peeves, things that annoy them about their pets. So I have a really funny calendar with an illustrator coming out about that.
Nice.
So I'm always writing it stuff. Yeah, yeah. But,
you're always busy. That's what I love about you.
Yeah.
You're always working.
Whatever
on
idea comes, yeah.
And Rick also is a screenwriter. You know, he writes
things
for acting as well. So, which I mentioned to you that I'm an actor as well as a singer.
Yeah.
But so there's always different things that we put our attention to. I mean, we've collaborated on a few things already and continue to do so because you know there are lots of things that we are looking to put out together. So I'm aware of the stuff that he's you know been working on constantly something, but it's great because the constant creative juices are flowing. It's always some inspiration that sparks the whole thing, you know, whether it's the Donna Summer thing like you mentioned that you know that we were inspired by from a party. It was a Bob Esty party that the Donna Summer song came out of. And then the Olivia thing, well, you know, when it was sad that her passing happened, and then we were, you know, so it was approaching the 1 year anniversary of her passing, and that's when Rick came to me and said, "We got to do this." And I love Olivia also. You know, she's one of those people that you know the
Who
world loves her, and she,
Who
you know, exactly.
Yeah.
She was one of those souls. It was different, so I get what he means by there's only certain artists you feel that way about. That are special, that they're different. It isn't that he would just do tributes on everyone, but this one is really important and special to
him.
Well,
for me, if you're bucks, I will. No, I'm kidding.
And I adore her, and I really started getting into her, you know, in the last few years more in terms of her lesser known work. But initially I was going slated to do the Donna Summer song, and I said no, and I said to myself, but the next time he has something, and when this came, it was it, like I had to be in. So
right.
So what Sudi did with Her Spirit Lives On is so cool, is that in the song, like in just like in the Donna Summer song, there's references, about a dozen references to song titles of Olivia's. And so a fan, the Uber fan will really, you know, pick that out. But also we want it to be about grief and about loss and about overcoming that, because a lot of us fans were missing her and love her. And so it was an ode to her at the same time.
And Rick, did I think it last time you were on, I told you to get on TikTok. Did you ever get on TikTok?
I'm on TikTok. I need to use it more, but I am finally on it. And you posted a great thing on it. So I need to do stuff like that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, you got to get on there with the tribute songs, especially. People love that.
Yeah.
All you got to do is tag Olivia Newton-John, and you never know. It might blow up, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
So
from your mouth.
Do we want to play another Christmas song, or we want to do the Olivia song?
We want to do the Olivia, which we just talked about that.
Let's do Olivia, because I want to tell you about what we're planning to do with this, and we got more of Olivia coming after.
Very nice.
As well, we're working on.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, this is Her Spirit Lives On, and it's spelled LIVS, and this is written by Rick and sang by Adrian. So you guys enjoy.
Adrian Christian.
Yes, sir. Yes. Adrian Christian. Here we go, folks. And Her Spirit Lives On.
When all my friends would come on over, we'd play her song and sing along. And I could feel the magic under her spell, so big and strong. She's no longer here on this physical plane. We're connected to her like pearls on a chain.
Beautiful. I'm sorry.
Now, if I sang it, you wouldn't say, wow, Adrian doesn't think it better than I would.
Thank you so
much. No. Beautifully written, beautifully sang. It just is great. It really is. Very touching. Very touching. And I didn't mean to cut
thank
off
you
the
so
end.
Much.
Yeah, I didn't want to miss it.
No way.
Because
well,
I'm
love
working.
Your reaction. Are you kidding?
Well, like I said, I'm working with my whatever here, and I just grabbed it and started talking.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, but
no, good for you. Well, thank you so much for doing this for us and for spreading the word, because this was a this was dear to our hearts, if I can share this, Rick.
Yeah.
That, you know, we care about Olivia. We care about her struggle that she had had, you know, since 1992 with her first and second bout with cancer. And the fact is that, you know, the number one killer for women has been heart disease, but second is cancer. And, you know, and she did a lot of work for breast cancer research, for plant research, and she has a wellness center, and her life was extended because of her work with plant medicine. And so she has a foundation, the Olivia Newton-John Foundation. So all the proceeds to Her Spirit Lives On, we are donating to Olivia Newton-John Foundation.
Oh, wow. Very nice. Very. Now, are these singles, guys, or is this going to be on an album? Just singles right now?
No, it's both. It's going. You can get the single. Everything from Her Spirit Lives On goes there, and you can get that on iTunes. You can get that on Amazon. So digital downloads will go for the foundation. I am working so hard right now on completing the album because we're doing a tribute to Olivia, and Her Spirit Lives On is the lead single to that. So that we don't have a date to announce yet because we're in Christmas right now. So but once we're past that, we'll be able to, and I'd love to come back and just share with you the EP.
So two more original songs. Two more original songs that Rick wrote. And then he's doing a couple of Olivia covers, which are a secret we can't say yet.
Nice. Well, listen, Rick, you guys, Rick especially knows you guys can come back anytime, and I promise the next time, hopefully, we'll be normal. I mean, unbelievable. It's always fun.
It's always fun, no matter what.
Well,
it's really nice to meet you, and it's always great to get with someone from New Jersey, someone in the East Coast, because I get homesick sometimes.
And you know what, Adrian? The show is really, there's no bells and whistles here. We're just having a good time and letting everybody know that you've got some great stuff out there, and this is the way to get it out there. So. But now, the funny thing is, Rick, is I was going to reach out to you. I wanted to try for December. I want to try to do all Christmas, so you're going to have to come back.
Oh, I'd love to come back. I have 8 Christmas songs, so yeah.
I know you do.
Play any of them, yeah.
And I've got 3 or 4.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice. Well, I'm going to play Midnight Clear. Midnight Will Be Clear. This is Midnight Will Be Clear, and Rick, did you write this one?
I wrote this one and Adrian sings it, yes.
No, I know he sings it. I know that.
But it was my first. Well, but it's the single to my Christmas album that's not out yet, and it's also the first one that got on the radio and people really started responding to. So, I mean, getting with Rick really changed my career because, you know, my singing complemented his writing, and he writes so well for me, and I don't think anybody writes as well for me as he does. He's, you know, I've said this before, but I do believe he's like my Burt Bacharach to me being Dionne.
There you go. You're his Burt Bacharach. Ooh, wow. That's a big compliment there, Rick.
They used to compare me to Burt Reynolds. Burt Reynolds, but now they compare me to Burt Bacharach.
Now I'll settle for Burt Bacharach, right?
No, because the songs, if you notice, his lyrics are just so... And the songs are just so fluid, and the lyrics are just, you know, sometimes he's touching and really emotional, and other times he's just funny and wacky, you know, but he's got it all. It's great.
That's the Gemini in me.
The one you wrote for Alzheimer's for your dad, that one, I don't remember the name of it, I'm sorry. That was beautiful.
Yeah, it wasn't for my dad. It was just based on, I mean, it wasn't based on anyone in my family. I just wrote it.
I don't remember, right?
Yeah. I wrote a song for my dad when he passed. I wrote a song when it really hits home about my dad. I think that's what you're thinking of.
But you did the Alzheimer's one too. I know that.
Right. I did one also. Yes.
Yeah, I meshed
them together. Joanne, this one caught my ear so much because it was, I'd never heard a Christmas song about sobriety to the recovery community. So this was speaking specifically a story song about someone who gave up drinking, and it's a year later, it's the first time that he's going to see Christmas clear. So
clearly.
Yeah, exactly. I won't give it away totally, but
I can see clearly now. The booze is gone. No, I'm just kidding. I do parodies too.
I know, right?
Exactly.
I know. Those are the best. Those are fun.
No, but Rick, let the emotion come through. This is a really beautiful song.
Rick has some amazing writing skills. He really does. That's what I was getting at by saying about the Alzheimer's song.
He's just a little
beautiful.
Comfortable that we're complimenting him so much, you know.
Oh, are you blushing, Rick? Are you blushing?
Please berate me like my family does. Stop.
Well, wait, I'm not there to smack you in the head with my shoe that I left outside.
Exactly. Now you're talking.
This is Midnight Will Be Clear, Adrian Christian on vocals and written by Rick Sudi Karatas. Enjoy.
It's Christmas Eve in the past. He would go to midnight mass. He'd sing songs of praise with gin on his breath. His mind in a haze. Not a day went by he didn't need to get higher. The taste of his drink as sweet as the sound of the choir. His favorite song of the season is always ringing in his ears. His New Year's resolution, he put down the bottle, it's been almost a year. This Christmas will be the first one in a long time. Midnight will be clear. Midnight will be clear.
The 12 steps and the 12 days. How cool is that?
Mm-hmm.
How cool is that? Wow. That's a good one. They're all good. They're all good. Don't get me wrong. I'm afraid to hear Jimmy's not here Christmas Day because I didn't listen to that one. And I just lost a very, very good friend today. And
We're sorry to hear that. I saw that, yeah.
Yeah, I'm just devastated by it. That's a little bit why I'm a little discombobulated tonight too. You're doing fine. Yeah, and I'm afraid to listen to that one. Should I listen to it? We'll wait.
Maybe not tonight. Maybe we'll save that one for the closer to Christmas.
You think so?
I mean, it's making a nice. There is a message to it and stuff, but it's
You can always close the show with it if you'd like. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's up to you. I'll leave it up to you.
So that we.
Well, no. If I play
it,
I want you guys to hear it.
I
want you to hear it. But I'm a little worried for myself.
No, yeah. I'm worried for you too. Honestly.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
No, but I get it. But you know, I gotta tell you, Joanna. Please forgive me. Loss sucks. Period.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And no matter who it is that's close to you, once it keeps saying, oh, it gets better in time, it doesn't exactly get better. It's always going to stay be a part of you. We just kind of overcome and we become who we are. We become stronger over time. And all these people are a part of us.
Yeah, it's just
and they remain, and that's why her spirit lives on. I was actually afraid of her spirit lives on, you know, to play for you, and the same thing with the. But that was the encouragement in that you're not totally left alone. It's just different, you know. The biggest loss I had was probably my dog after 16 years, and it was so. It's just so horrible that these beautiful animals don't live as long as we do, you know.
I know.
That's
the funny thing that's driving me crazy. It's like, you know, we all don't have a life of a bowl of cherries. We've all have our ups and downs, but we persevere, we move on, and we go on with our lives. However, I just don't know how much more I can take of sitting watching everybody I care about and love leaving before me. It hurts.
Especially as we get older. I've been feeling the same way as you. I've been feeling that too, honestly.
It's horrible. I can't imagine people who live to 90, 100 who have watched everybody they care about go before them.
Oh, it's funny.
You know?
My friend Bunny Levine is turning 95 in December. She's the one who plays my mother in the Alzheimer's video, What You Don't Remember. But she's 95 and still going strong. But that must be hard to see, you know, she's out, you know, when you outlive a bunch of people. But
look at all these, even these celebrities that we grew up watching and everything, they're all gone. Mm-hmm. They're all gone.
Right.
Totally.
Right. That's why I make friends with really...
So many greats.
Yeah, that's why I make friends with really, really young people now, yeah.
Yes.
But it's true. It is so true. Only the good die young, and I guess it's good being a little bitch sometimes. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's just a good man left us today, and when it's unexpected like that, it makes it so much worse, you know, so whatever.
Yeah. And these are the times that we just have to be there for one another.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you. Yeah, but... All right, let's do Jimmy's Not Here Christmas Day.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my God. Right. Okay. Oh,
okay.
Right. It's the first time I'm hearing it, too. So if I come back to
She's brave. She's brave, Rick. She's brave. That one's a tough one. She's brave.
Yeah, I'm a rough, all tough right, cream puff. All right, guys.
Here we go.
Jimmy's Not Here Christmas Day. Again, vocals, Adrian Christian, written by...
No,
Rick
actually,
Knight.
No, I... This one, I do the vocals. Rick, does the vocals.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So
I didn't hear it yet.
Yeah.
I apologize.
Yeah, I can carry a tune if it's not too heavy. So here we go.
You're too funny. All right, folks. Jimmy's Not Here for Christmas. Jimmy's Not Here Christmas Day. And this is Rick singing and writing. Rick Sudi Karataz. Check it out. I'm my first time hearing it too, folks. Let's enjoy it together.
Jimmy's second grade class screamed out loud when a stranger stormed through the door. He wasn't holding any books in his hands, a weapon of war. Now a young, innocent life's been taken away. Jimmy's not here for Christmas Day. All his classmates saw how brave he was when he jumped in front of Sweet Sue. He always said he didn't like her much, but he showed her that wasn't true. Thanks to him, she's still alive. She's okay. But Jimmy's not here for Christmas. Christmas Day. There was a moment of silence for him during midnight mass. We can't let one more moment pass without doing something. We must do something. One last stocking by the fireplace, quiet table, an empty chair. His sister cries as she holds their puppy tight, who still looks for him everywhere. The bike Jimmy prayed for, still hidden away, 'cause Jimmy's not here for Christmas Day. Freedom, it's too high a price to pay. Jimmy's not here for Christmas Day. No, Jimmy's not here for Christmas Day.
Wow, that took a U-turn for me, not what I was expecting, and definitely something I stand behind 100%, million percent. Wow, you're really touching on some stuff there, Rick. My God. Wow.
My hat's off to Rick on that because he was inspired.
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, that came to me in a dream. I literally, that song came to me in a dream, and I wrote a little bit of it in the dream and then woke up and remembered and kept writing and writing. So
timely.
Yes, it's just crazy. Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, so. It's amazing that we have to even think about this stuff. It's just amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't believe where we live these days, you know?
Yep.
And everybody,
in the last 10 years.
Oh, it's just been horrible. And everybody's like, well, the world is a mess. You know why the world's a mess? Because America's a mess. The world follows America. You went and you jacked America up, and now everybody's all jacked up. So thank the orange man again for whoever voted for his stupid ass. This is all your fault. If everything we're going through right now is your fault. We wouldn't be having money problems, because if the idiot handled COVID properly, we wouldn't be halfway where we are right now. Anyway, I want to get on the soapbox. Don't want to get on the soapbox.
But I agree with you, Joanne, and I also have to say, you know, I just think that it's just going in a direction of imploding on itself. Eventually, something has to break, and it's only going to change when we come together. If we don't come together and do it, all of us, it's either all of us or none of us. And
I know,
that's
but
what
how
people
can,
are not really.
I agree with you, Adrian, but how are we going to do that when the people who are running our country are the problem?
Something's going to implode. If you look at history, like in, you know, the Roman Empire, and you look at things from, you know, from the past, it's usually happened when, you know, even Hitler died. You know what I mean? It's like something's got to break. And
yeah,
that's
well,
when things,
waiting
it's
for
gotta,
that to
it's
happen.
It's going to take a major. It's going to take a major event before we see that light.
But this is why I write crazy, wacky songs, so we can laugh in these.
Exactly.
No, that one, that one.
Not the last one. I mean the other one.
That one was very poignant.
No, that
very
one.
Very poignant. Mm-hmm.
And to lift people. And so, you know, take people outside for a moment. It's like we need that. Our mental state needs that, you know?
Yeah. Well, what concerns me is that there's too many people not paying attention to what's really going on, and ignorance is bliss. And, you know, we have to stop what's going on. But anyway, we're not talking politics. But Jimmy's not here. What a great song. I was like, oh, my God. It's so true. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, sad but true. But, Rick, you have a great writing style.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks.
And what a you know, it was a risk to take because, again, these are kinds of songs, Christmas songs, we've never heard. We don't play
right.
this kind of stuff.
Right.
Know?
And I don't know if I call that a Christmas song. It's more a song that happens around because of something that happened.
Yeah, yeah.
They've ruined this family's Christmas. The people
exactly.
play all year round.
Because nothing
exactly.
is done. So that's a powerful way, I think, of getting people. You're not going to change anyone's mind. I know that. But it has. Sometimes you have to say something and make a point, I think. So that's.
Yeah. Well, you definitely
stand.
Do. You definitely do. Rick, who does your music? Do you go to hire somebody?
Yeah. Yeah. Andy Machen at Big Rock Studios. He's down in Escondida. He plays all the instruments. He does the background vocals. He helps me kind of produce or finesse some of the stuff on there. So he's great. He's and he did the Her Spirit Lives On also. The Olivia song that Adrian sang.
I've worked with different producers from different places, and I've worked with musicians from all over the world because a lot of things can be done virtually now. So kind of exciting now that I can work that way. But I've recorded a lot of stuff in Nashville, and I've worked with Andy Machen as well. I really love Andy, and I am excited because the songs that are coming are so good. They're just
and
when you
he
know
did them
when
too.
You know
yeah.
you. Have something good. Andy's doing some of them, but I also have another producer, Killian Cruiser, who is out in Florida, and he's working with us as well. So there's it depends on the song, but we have different people we work with.
Very nice. Well, he's doing a great job. The production is great. The music's clear and
isn't it great?
Crisp. Everything's good. Everything about it is perfect. So
he even
listen,
makes
I
my
need...
voice sound okay.
Yeah. I need you guys to come back in December and do a Christmas night with me. Are you game?
Oh, a fun one.
Yeah, definitely.
Have some fun. Absolutely.
All right. I'm going to.
Yeah, we
I'm
won't play the sad
some...
song that time. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to throw some dates at you. I have Santa Claus is coming to town here, but I think we're going to save that for December.
Yeah, that's
what
Adrian. That's
yeah,
really nice version.
It.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think we should save
that. Yeah, there's
that.
A few others I have as well, and I think you'll love them. And there's one called Angel of Mine that is the Monica song, but I did it with a slight Christmas spin to it, which is really
nice.
So it's going to be part of the album, too, and people like that as well. So, yeah, between Rick and I, we've come together on radio shows and done you know, all of our stuff, and we could send all of it to you.
Yeah, well, I want to do it. I want to, you know, if things are so crazy, let's do Christmas this year. Let's do all
absolutely.
Christmas.
Absolutely, yes.
So let's try
and
that's
Cher,
why.
It's Cher and us. It's Cher and us.
Christmas, Mr. Gat, yes.
Christmas.
Oh!
Okay. Exactly, because Cher's got a Christmas album,
did you?
And we've got, we just, we waited, we let her release hers because, you know, so that she could get the number one spot. We didn't want to knock her off number one,
that's right.
So we waited, you know.
Is this her, I think it's her first Christmas album, isn't it?
It is.
Yes,
yes.
Plug her, but it's just fantastic.
What does she have on it? Do you know? I haven't really heard much about it other than
she's got a Christmas
album coming out.
She's got, like, a lot of originals, and she's got a lot of guest stars on it. And she does have a couple of classics, like Santa Baby and I Like Christmas. But she has some obscure things, like something that was on Stevie Wonder's album. She recorded and got Stevie on it with her, and she's doing it with Stevie. Like,
have you heard it yet? Have you heard the album?
Yes,
Adrian?
I have.
Okay.
I've
heard
good.
Some of it, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's pretty cool. The first single was, like, DJ Play a Christmas. What is it?
Yes, DJ Play a Christmas song. And
yeah,
it's
and
got this dance club feel of
yeah.
just all I want, you know, all, you know that's the only thing I want this year to just like dance and have fun and enjoy.
Oh,
you know,
cool!
Christmas.
I'm gonna have to try and check
so it
out.
So it's a good spirit. It's really good.
Because you know I'm not getting Cher on my show. I would love that,
well,
but you know that's not happening.
Let me see what I can do.
Best
yeah, work that out for me, guys.
Rick and
work
Adrian
that out.
Is the next best thing.
Yes, absolutely. Well, guys, listen, thank you so much. I'm going to send you a date for December,
okay.
And I'd love to have you back, and we're going to have all the computers fixed here with what we're going to do and have everything worked out.
And our
Thanks.
Condolences, please, to you with all of our love and to all your listeners. We want to, you know, kick off the holiday with Joanne Barton here
and
say thank you for listening to us and that we love all our listeners. And thank you, Joanne, my new friend.
Oh, I love you guys. And, listen, you guys can come back anytime. And Rick, you know my door is always open here for you. You know that.
Thank you so
and
much.
And Adrian,
yes, I appreciate
now it's
that,
open
thanks.
For you too. Anytime you reach
thank
out,
you
want to come on, you've got a project, you reach out to me. I love listening to new stuff and having a good time. And that's what we did
yeah.
tonight. Unfortunately, I'm a little unprepared because I'm not in the studio.
No, you
so.
Did great though.
Well, we did it together.
Great.
But we
yeah,
did it
great.
Together. Hey.
Yes, absolutely. Okay. Couldn't have done it without you guys. Thank you so much, everybody.
Thank you.
Rick Sudi Karatas and Adrian Christian. Did you guys get a website going yet, Rick? Where tell people where they can get your music besides.
The website sudirick.com. The songs. I have a Spotify channel under Sudi Karatas. That has all the Christmas songs on it. I'm on Facebook and Instagram and stuff under
yep.
Sudi Karatas or Sudi Rick. Yeah.
And how
for,
about you,
and for
Adrian?
Me, just go to AdrianChristian.com. It's all there.
I love it, love yeah. it, love it. Guys, have a great night. I'm going to send you some dates for December. What's better for you, a weekend or a weeknight?
Oh. Weeknight usually, but I'm pretty flexible. I think. Usually weeknight, maybe, I think. But
same here.
Sunday, but
I
Sunday
heard
night
it.
Is
I
okay,
heard
too.
It. It's written on
whatever
the bathroom wall.
You
you're pretty flexible.
Yeah. We are here for you.
I will change my whole schedule to be on your show.
Yeah, well, I don't know if you heard me. I heard it. I heard it's written on the bathroom wall that you're pretty flexible.
No, I didn't hear you. Just one bathroom wall or several?
I just met Joanne. Yay.
No, listen, be patient with me. I'm booked. I'm fully booked for the month of November. So if I don't get back to you right away, we
yeah.
will. I will send something to you and some dates and we'll work it out. And we'll definitely
great.
Have you back to do some Christmas stuff. And I thank you both so very much. Adrian, it was a pleasure
and
to meet
thank you.
You. Yes.
Me too.
Yes. Always love talking to Jersey boys and New York boys all the time. So it's a good thing. It's a good thing. So everybody, Rick Sudi Karatas and Adrian Christian, go check them out, adriankristian.com, sudirickkaratas.com. I know I'm screwing up your last name. I'm butchering it. But I like
saying it. You really
Karatas.
Well, though, too.
I like saying
Karatas. Yeah, yeah,
I like
no,
rolling
I
that
I love
R.
that.
Karatas. I can't roll any R's, but I can roll yours. Guys, thank you so much. I love
right,
the music.
Thanks.
Come back. We're going to do some new more music from you guys in December with some Christmas stuff. Have a lovely night. And folks, I hope you had a good time with the music tonight and enjoyed talking to Rick and Adrian, and they will be back. So have a great night, guys. It was great to talk to
thanks.
You, and I'll talk to you soon.
Hi, thanks so much. Have a
all
good
right.
night.
Bye-bye,
okay.
guys. Have a good night. Rick Sudi Karatas and Adrian Christian, everybody. Take care, guys. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, boy. I tell you, I don't have anything in front of me. I have a show tomorrow for you guys. I don't have the calendar. We are really booked. I don't have anything in front of me. If you were listening from the beginning, we had major issues with our computers here. This is the fourth computer we're on to make the show happen. And I'm literally in the house, which I don't normally use. I'm usually in the studio, so which is outside in out in the garage way back in the way back. And I ran in here trying to figure this out. I lost a shoe. I'm literally holding the microphone. It's not in the boom. It's not even on a stand. And I went when one of the songs was playing, I ran out to get my shoe and my windscreen. So anyway, we're going to have a great show tomorrow night. I can't think off the top of my head who is on. I am so sorry. I don't have it in front of me. But I hope you guys enjoyed the show that we had with Roger Kabler on the other night. Robin Williams, he's got a show November 25th in New York off Broadway to Roger Kabler. No, it's not RogerKabler.com. I'm sorry. It is beingrobinthemovie.com and Eventbrite to get your tickets. I believe they start at $29. I watched the movie today, Being Robin the Movie, and really something. And he just looks identical to him, even down to the body hair. I couldn't believe that. I was watching the movie. I'm like, not only does he look like him, he sounds like him. And then he's got his shirt off at one point, and he's covered in hair. Robin Williams was a hairy beast. Anyway, if you've never seen Robin Williams live, this is your opportunity to see Robin now, November 25th at the Triad Theater in New York, and go to Eventbrite to get your tickets. And again, I have a guest for you guys tomorrow. I just don't have it in front of me. And unfortunately, we'll get the promo out and as soon as I get back to the studio. All right. So I hope you guys enjoyed yourselves tonight. That was Rick Sudi, Karatas, and Adrian Christian, and with their Christmas songs and, of course, their tribute to Olivia Newton-John, Her Spirit Lives On. That's L-I-V-S, Lives, a little play on Olivia Newton-John's name. They called her Liv, Livy. And it was a beautiful song. And for those of you who don't know, I'd like to say it anyway. Rest in peace, my dear friend, Kenny Dorn. I love you to death, and I'm going to miss you terribly. We all are. You are an amazing human being, and I'll see you when I see you, my friend. All right, so we're going to close out here. What are we going to close with here? What do I got? I don't know. I want to play something nice. I'm sorry about the noise, folks. It's my holding the mic. I don't have it on a... I wanted to play... Here, I'm going to play this. All right. Have a good night, everybody. We'll see you. And take care. Again, thank you to Rick and Adrian. And they will be back in December with some more Christmas music. I hope you enjoyed yourselves. I needed a break, and I got it. So take care, everybody. Have a good night.
We've only just begun to live, white lace and promises, a kiss for luck and we're on our way.
We've only begun
before the rising sun.
There's room to grow.
And yes, we've just begun.